Town, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There's been a massive data breach at AT&T. The company says almost all of its customers' call and text logs have been compromised. Here's CBS's Joe Ling Kent.
AT&T says it found out it was an illegal download from a third party that was then stored on an external cloud platform. The company says it does not believe the data is publicly available and customers affected will be notified. One suspect has been apprehended.
President Biden is campaigning in Michigan. He's been talking to congressional groups, says CBS's Nicole Killian.
CBS News has learned that the political arm of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, the Bold Pack, is holding a call with the president today.
Things are getting back to normal in Vermont after flooding caused by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Burlington Public Safety Commissioner Jennifer Morrison.
Most of our rescue operations have wrapped up. We have released out-of-state Swiftwater assets. And most state teams are back in their communities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, July 15th. In Wood County, the Citizens Water Group will meet at 2 at the Riverblock Building in room 206. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the fair office in Marshfield. The Village of Port Edwards will have their Police and Fire Commission meeting at 5 p.m. at the Marshall Bueller Center. In Portage County, the Board of Adjustment meeting, scheduled for 4 p.m., has been canceled. The Health and Human Services public budget hearing will take place at 4 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2, and their regular board meeting will follow at 4:30. The Stevens Point Common Council meeting will take place at 7 p.m. in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Library Board will meet at 2 at the Adams County Library. The Wood County Health Department announces the Dexterville County Beach has reopened for swimming. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose the series to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Pittsburgh taking the series 2-1 and ending the Brewers' winning streak at home. After winning the last 9 series at AmFam dating back to late April, the Pirates may have the hottest young pitcher in baseball right now, 22-year-old Paul Skenes, who threw a no-hitter for 7 innings, retiring the last 16 batters in a row. Pat Murphy says the kid made some adjustments to his game around the 3rd inning to keep batters guessing.
Definitely adjusted. He realized where it was going. 63 pitches in 3 innings. He realized, okay, I got to do something a little different, and he did. And that's when you got to get hits off him. You know, credit to him. That was the story of the game. He was dynamite.
Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate, as some of Skenes' fastballs were clocked at over 100 miles per hour.
Yeah, I mean, to his credit, he started filling out the zone, and, you know, you got to make guys make decisions, and now he did a good job going deep.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by and some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Republican National Convention gets underway. We talked to Greg Treverton from National Security Leaders for America about the ramifications of a possible Trump second term.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, July 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with Lily of the Wood County Master Gardeners, along with Richard and Roberta, and a big thank you to Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau for giving us an opportunity to talk to them about their 21st annual garden walk. Right now, we have in with us Margie. And Margie, is it Straka?
Straka.
Straka. Thank you very much. It's a beautiful name, by the way. Margie, thank you very much for being here. Margie is here to talk to us about the 4th Annual Vesper Days coming up July 19th and 20th. We're so excited about this, Margie. And we were talking a little bit before our interview here. And as a kid, I spent a lot of time in Vesper. Love that area. Love anything that's going to bring people to that area more. And when I asked Margie a little bit about the history of Vesper Days, you kind of started, it almost seems like you have a little bit of that too.
Yeah. So years ago, my sister actually lived in Vesper, and we used to go to the fireman's picnic. We had a blast, and I fell in love with Vesper. And until I met my husband, there was no way I was ever going to move anywhere other than Marshfield and West. But he's from Rapids. I'm from Marshfield. Vesper was in the middle, so it kind of brought me home.
Margie, you don't know this. I am a foolish romantic. I love that. That's a beautiful story. That's awesome. That's very cool. And a real big shout out to the Fireman's Picnic. That's a signature event in this area.
Yes.
We love that. And another one that brings us to Vesper and that wonderful area over there. That's really cool. So that is some of the inspiration for where this came from. And a really smart idea, too. 4th annual already. I remember this starting out and thinking, this is going to be nice. This is going to be something fun. You guys have really built this up, too. There is so much going on over these 2 days. Let's start in chronological order with Friday. And Friday has got a real family night feel to it.
So Friday night, we want it to be all about the family. We want the whole weekend to be all about the family and bringing people to the Vesper to have fun. So Friday night we started out with making games and having prizes, and everybody won. Everybody got a prize.
Oh, that's awesome.
And just making it free for the kids. Well, the first year we couldn't, but now we want a lot of stuff to be free for the families. We'll have brat fry and hot dogs, and those we'll have to pay for, but like the movie and the kids' inflatables will be free again Friday night. So, yeah.
It's fantastic.
And actually, this year we're happy to have the games come back that had been there like 30 years ago in Vesper. They're coming back. They're going to have 4 games set up, and they have agreed to buy one, get one free for a family night.
Wow.
And then
that's
do
great.
Their regular pay, you know, price on Saturday.
Yeah.
So they were pretty on board with helping us stay with the family.
You know, we'll talk more about this before we wrap up, but these kind of events take a lot of people to make them happen. And oftentimes businesses working with these events. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to all those local businesses that do that. We'll talk more about that before the end of the interview, but that's great to hear. Mm-hmm. And sounds like a really fun Friday night already.
Mm-hmm.
Already
it
sounds
is.
Great.
Yep.
And then moving on, a movie in Cameron Park and that
dusk.
Yeah,
we work with the Lester Public Library. They when Wendy tells us what movie has been popular, that's we get a list of them and then we pick which one we think, and we won't know that until later this next week.
You know, Margie, something else that I think about with this event that I think is important too is certainly we love events to bring the whole family together. The kids can be involved in, but those kids, they're us when we were young and going to the fireman's picnic or something like that, and they get inspired by these things, and they see their parents, their grandparents, their adults. They see adults enjoying their community, enjoying each other, and enjoying these kind of events and everything. That's how we keep these kind of things going, too.
That's exactly it.
It's an important part of all this. While we want everybody to have fun, enjoy themselves, celebrate the Vesper area, there is a really important tone to this, too, with all of these kind of events, of making sure the kids see people loving their communities and wanting to stay in that community and build that community up and everything.
Yep, I totally agree.
There's also some nostalgia in here, too, with me. I can't help myself, but the movie in the Cameron Park is such a kind of outdoor, you know, going to the movie theater and seeing a movie kind of feel to it. And kids just don't really have that much anymore. So that's kind of fun for the whole family to be able to do.
Kind of a way to have a drive-in movie without the cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
It's a perfect way to put it, yes.
And we have mosquito escape spray. So the first year, the mosquitoes carried us away. And it was pretty bad, but we found mosquito escapes, and they've been very helpful the last 3 years. So
so does that kind of cover Friday for you?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Now, before we get into Saturday, I do want to remind people that this is, while there are some things that you will pay for, as Margie was touching on, this is a free event, and this is open to everybody.
Correct. That is correct.
So while we're talking about this, I do want to remind everybody, and you can do this while we're talking, on Facebook, they have a Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
And you can go there, like their page, subscribe to what they're doing, keep up to date on not only this year, but next year's. But you can also share that page, and please do.
And the other thing that I added, I learned how to do this year, but I figured out how to put a volunteer sign-up sheet on there. Perfect. So if you're willing to volunteer, there are slots on there to please. That's where our biggest need is right now.
I'm glad you said that. I always like to wrap up these conversations with looking for volunteers. And we'll talk about that more, too, before we wrap up. But that's really smart. Good on you for doing that. I'm still figuring out Facebook. Don't feel bad. I'm still trying to figure it out. You like that. Share that on your pages. You just never know who might see that that wouldn't otherwise. So I encourage you to do that, everybody. We move on to Saturday, where the event is going from 9 to 11. Got some great stuff to kick things off, too. And keep in mind that the parade is at noon.
It is. So we're going to start, usually a craft vendor starts showing up around 7 o'clock to set up. And they're on the grounds from 9 to 4 p.m. We have 24 signed up this year. So at 10 o'clock till 9 p.m. the food trucks will be there, and we have a lot of food. Have been there for the last 4 years, and I thank them. They are wonderful. We've added a couple new ones again. Then we have our beer tent, of course, from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The parade is at noon. The lineup starts at 10 at the NORAM Cold Storage Building. There is no sign-up sheet. There's no fee for the parade. We line you up as you come into the parking lot. We just request that you don't stop the parade.
Yes. That'd be nice.
Or be disruptive.
Right.
And from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., the inflatables in the park, and the kids will have to pay for those that, you know, then. But D&T Rental, Bounce House Rentals, has those for us. And 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have the GB Dance Band.
Yeah.
So that's pretty excited to hear them.
30s to 60s music. I mean, that is a great, some great music that they're covering there. That's going to be fun.
It is. And some polka music we got to have.
Yes.
We got to have that.
We're proud of our polka around here at WFHR. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that.
From 1:30 to 2:30 is going to be our Kids Penny Scramble, and that's from pre-K to fifth grade. At 2:45 to 3:45, something new this year is a lot of the adults watching the Kids Penny Scramble, and other years hadn't seen it before. And like me, from when I grew up over by Granton, I was part of the little Kids Penny Scramble.
Oh, cool.
So that's where I got the idea for some of the stuff.
Yeah.
And so this year we're going to add an adult scramble.
That's such a good idea. That's so good.
So we've gone around to local bars and not so local bars. We actually went to York, Wisconsin.
Oh, cool.
And they donated a $25 gift certificate.
Nice.
And some beer tickets. And then over by Sherwood, we've gone all over and the bars have been so supportive and donating. So it'll be fun. We're going to have the ladies go first. And then we'll have the men, and then we'll have a free-for-all. So.
Oh, such a good idea. A big shout-out to you guys in doing that, you know, that work, that diligence of finding those bars and going out of town and, you know, maybe even out of your comfort zone in some of those ways. And a great idea to have the kids and adults thing. That's just going to be fun for everybody. Everybody's going to be – the kids are going to be watching the adults doing this. They're going to be having some critiquing, too.
I got to admit, I am so excited.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
It was actually my husband's idea, so I do have to give him kudos for that. Yeah. So.
Do you mind if I don't mean to slow you down here or interrupt, but I have to ask because I don't know what a penny scramble is. I didn't grow up around here, and I'm not sure if they're just a popular thing around here. Can we touch on that?
When I was a kid, a penny scramble, we did it in Granton. They take sawdust, and they make it in a row on the road, and then they throw change. Back when I was a kid, it was silver dollars and quarters and pennies and nickels and, you know, just a whole menagerie of change. And then they have groups, so they give you, like, the little kids can have one person, a parent, help them. And whatever they find in the sawdust, they get to keep.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
You know, and getting the kids to focus on the change and not playing in the sawdust is fun.
It is. You know? Oh, that's
but
a great
once
idea.
The kids, the older kids catch on, man, they're, like, ripping through the sand and there's sand flying everywhere.
Yeah. So. Oh, that is going to be a blast. Yeah. What a great idea. Shout out to you and your husband. Those are both great ideas right there. That's great. So that is going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And it looks like you've got some more music coming up,
yep,
too.
We do. So actually, moving back, we got bingo from 2 to 4.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to forget bingo.
No, we can't forget that. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't have the cakewalk last year, and I took a lot of guff for it. So this year, we're bringing the cakewalk back from 4:30 to 6.
Good to hear.
And then from 5:30 to 7 is the kids' pedal pull.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of fun, and we can't not do that. So. Mm-hmm. And then from 7 to 11 p.m., we have Ember. Yeah. They're the 2023 Wisconsin State Band Champions. So
we're
so excited.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. Great music, great musician.
I actually saw them at Country Fest. They were phenomenal. Nice.
Yeah, just a little bit I've seen and everything. I'm really impressed. And that's a get. Like, that's a nice get for you guys. That's a really good bit. And a great way to kind of wrap everything up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some good music, good family music, as something that everybody can either sing along to or bob their head to or dance to. That's
We're
nice.
We're just hoping the weather is good.
Yes. And granted, that does seem like it's going to be okay. It does seem like it's going to be, right now, this is Wisconsin, so of course, you know, check back in 5 minutes, but it does look like right now that we're going to be looking at a really nice July here, and those days are going to be coming out nice. Is there anything else about the event here that we haven't gotten to touch on? Is there some sponsors you want to mention or anything?
Oh, we have lots of sponsors.
Well, let's get them in there.
To raise money, we started doing an ad book.
Okay.
So we take out, we have local businesses that can purchase either a quarter page ad, a half page ad, or a full page ad. So some of the ones that are from our area are Seneca Siegel Insurance. Mm. We have Amy's Outback Salon. We have JoJo is amazing. Carry Ingredients.
Yeah.
So we, after all, I'm just trying to think of... We have the Lester Public Library, Friends and Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
We have new businesses this year that hooked on, Schmidtke Cleaning out of Stratford, Miller Roofing out of Pittsville, the Pittsville Hardware Store.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of good businesses.
Yeah, and it actually works out perfect. I wanted to get into this with you, and because this event is awesome, and there's so much going on with it. It takes a lot of people to make that happen.
It does.
And we want to shout out all those local businesses. To any businesses that are thinking about sponsoring maybe the Vesper Day's fifth annual and being a part of things next year, we cannot encourage you enough to, not only is this a fun and growing event, but this is, I spent a lot of time in this industry, and I spent a lot of time in marketing and talking about a lot of these things, and there are a few things that are going to help your business more than attaching yourself to an event like this. The PR that you get from it, you talk about want to get money for your dollar, you know, and getting a good bang for your buck there and everything. This is one of the ways to do it. It's also so it means so much more because I've talked to people that like a Touch a Truck or some of these events, and maybe they weren't a part of it last year and they were this year, and they lead into it and like, well, yeah, we want to be a part of this event. And then you talk to them afterwards and they're just so excited and they enjoyed themselves so much being a part of something and being even a small piece of something. It goes so much farther than we could really put into words when locals see your name attached with big events and events that matter to them. So as far as, you know, advertising dollars, we ask for a dollar to go to five nowadays. And we really try to stretch that dollar out. Nonprofits, different or events know this, and they want to make sure that, and they appreciate that dollar, so they're going to make sure that you do get your money's worth. So all the more reason to buy local, support local, support local events, and we help each other through this, because those businesses that you mentioned, we want to support them. We want to help them, because they're supporting us. We want to put back into the people that are putting in us, and there's some great ones right there you mentioned.
So besides the fun and stuff that getting everybody back to Vesper, one of the reasons we started this is because we wanted to be able to bring money back to our community.
Mm-hmm.
So when we've done this, we were able to put a new PA system in at the Ball Diamond. Wow. At the recreation park. Cool. For the ball games. Mm. We were able, I mean, there's little things that we were able mm-hmm. to purchase with some of the money that we raised. It's not a lot because we're still small and we're still growing.
Yeah.
But we have been able to put some money back into our community where it's needed. So
that's so, and that's the good story of the day right there for us. That's really cool to hear. The event is awesome. It's wonderful. You guys have done such an amazing job with this. But that right there is what it all comes down to, is being able to help a community like Vesper and stay alive, stay fresh, stay thriving, frankly.
Some of the other things that our recreation committee does is the Saturday before Easter, we have an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we stuffed over 4,000 eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We give away bicycles. As some of the prizes, along with other prizes, we have raffle baskets. And then at Halloween time, we do activities in the community center.
Yes.
For the kids. Yeah. And we give out prizes. And that's a place for them to come in and have fun and warm up for a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at December, we work with the fire department. My husband and I do. Shouldn't say this, but we're Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Oh.
you might have to edit that part out.
Maybe. But you guys work with the fire department.
Yeah.
Yes. And which is great. And a shout out to the fire department over there as well.
They're also a very big sponsor.
Yeah. And we've for years we've supported the Fireman's Picnic and different events that go on. We love talking about them on the air. You have done such a good job today, Margie, that you're going to have to come back for all of these events and talk with us about them, or at least let Pam know so we mm-hmm. can talk about them on the air and make sure that we promote the Vesper area and what's going on over there. We love our friends over there, and it's something that benefits all of our communities too. Well, we're specifically talking about Vesper. It's not as if everybody that lives in Vesper or goes to Vesper just stays in one spot. We all know, well, the person lives here and travels over here. You even started our segment here talking about you and your husband.
Yep.
And being from different areas. We all come together, though, when it comes to our community and supporting each other. And that's what makes this area so strong, is leaning on each other and looking out for each other and having cool events like this. Yep. The fourth annual Vesper Day is coming up July 19th and 20th. We certainly encourage you to find out more at their Facebook page. And you mentioned this before, Margie. We know that you and your husband and plenty of others in the Vesper area are working hard at this, but we could always use more hands. Volunteers are always welcome.
So I did put a sheet on where you can click on the link if you go to the Village of Vesper Recreation Group, or just the Vesper Recreation Group. There is a sign up on there. You can click on it and you can pick a time or for whatever you want, and it will send me an email, and that way I have the list. And
excellent.
I appreciate any help we get.
Yeah, and you get to be a part of the event. You yeah. get to put back into your community. I mean, and I hope everybody has a great time at the event and enjoys themselves. Whether it's in the back of your mind or the front of your heart, know that any penny you spend, it's really helping the Vesper area.
And last year, we actually gave any volunteer a free T-shirt if they wanted one.
Nice.
So
that whatever it might sound to anybody, that gets it done oftentimes. People love free T-shirts. Let me tell you, one of my biggest things I've learned in my radio career in 22 years, people love free T-shirts. That is going to hopefully get you some volunteers. Please do let us know as we got a week or so before the event. How you're doing with that. If you could use more attention to it, we'll bring some more attention to it. We'll certainly be talking about it on our morning shows and making sure we got a great crowd for Vesper Days.
Perfect. Thank you.
Margie, if people do have follow-up questions, would like to know more about the event or being a part of it or anything, should we just send them to the Facebook page or is there another way to reach you?
Well, they can go to our Vesper Recreation Committee Facebook page or they can always call me too. So,
is there a number they can reach?
Yes, 715-305-5040.
Excellent. Margie, thank you again so much for joining us on the air here today. Again, I apologize. You did too good. You're going to have to come back. You were too good at this. It's your fault. Thank you again for being with us, Margie. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Enjoy the 4th Annual Vesper Days, July 19th and 20th. Be there for their friendly Friday family night, Saturday from 9 to 11 with the parade and the great music. Find out more at on Facebook. Go just type in your search bar, Vesper Days. 4th Annual Vesper Days, and you'll find it right away, everybody, and buy local, support local. We will take a time out and come back with more Midday Magazine for you here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee is taking a good long look at the universities of Wisconsin. Committee member James Langdon suggests it may be time to undo the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and Wisconsin's other state schools.
1971 was 53 years ago. A lot of water has flowed over the dam since then. And conditions have changed.
The 18-member panel will spend the next several months talking about declining enrollment, funding levels, and graduation rates. Bail is set at $10 million for a man who police say killed a man in Columbus on the 4th of July after a bar fight. A judge ruled Jonathan Luna is a flight risk otherwise since he bought a bus ticket to Texas right after the killing. Luna is due back in court next month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're going to have very warm temperatures and increasing humidity, especially on Sunday and Monday this week. Heat index values could approach 100 degrees at times. The Portage County Sheriff's Office warns that if you have outdoor plans, be prepared for very warm and humid conditions. You'll need to drink plenty of water when working in the heat. They recommend 1 8-ounce cup every 15 to 20 minutes. Limit your alcohol consumption and don't skip meals. Cover your windows in the house to keep the sun from shining in. If the temperature in your house is above 95 degrees, you should go to a community cooling center. These are located at Portage County Health and Human Services, the Jensen Community Center, and the municipal centers in both Almond and Plover. In Wood County, you can cool off at the McMillan Memorial Library, the Wisconsin Rapid City Hall, and the Rome Town Hall, open during normal business hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, folks, let's keep that summer movie momentum going. Some really solid films open this weekend, although none of them hugely anticipated blockbusters, as we get a breather after the holiday weekend. If you're looking for a good horror story, check out Longlegs this weekend. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Nicolas Cage. If rom-coms are your thing, check out Fly Me to the Moon, starring Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. Fly Me to the Moon is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. Will we actually hear the classic song during the film? Fingers crossed. The drama Sing Sing, starring Coleman Domingo, has audiences and critics excited and is pulling very high ratings from both. The film is set in the famous prison and sees Domingo's character find theater during incarceration. That should be enough to get you started. Have a great weekend and have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-80s. Mostly sunny skies dominate and hold steady through tomorrow. That is, until the evening, where showers and thunderstorm chances swing on by and some of them could be severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
What's going on? I'm Phil Briggs, a Navy veteran and host of the weekly radio show and podcast, CBS Eye on Veterans. You've been hearing me talk lately about Chuck Norris, and there's this video I saw of him hitting the pads, and he looks great. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt, working out, staying active, and feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that keeps him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. And when it comes to health, this has actually helped me personally. So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code SHOP or text SHOP to 511-511 and claim 40% off. They've even got a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text SHOP to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, July 12th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming into the studio great friends of ours. We just met, but we're already good friends. We have Lily with us from the Wood County Master Gardeners, along with Richard, who is a garden host for the Master Gardeners Walk, so we'll be talking with him about that. I do want to send a big thank you to our friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau setting this up. A big thank you to Meredith and the gang over there. Love our friends over there and appreciate them always looking out for our community and looking and putting into our community. So, Lily, I want to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you first. No, I'm kidding. Thank you both for being here. And thank you so much for not only being a host in this event, Richard, but Lily, for you and the work that you do on this. I want to get right into the 21st Annual Garden Walk. And first off, what is the Garden Walk, Lily?
Well, the Garden Walk is hosted by the Wood County Master Gardeners, and we've held this event for 21 years now. We had a three-year pause because of COVID and the inability to be in close contact with others, but we're back, and the Garden Walk actually is a time for gardeners or gardener wannabes to get out and see how others garden and get ideas and be inspired to take on projects on their own.
First off, how good does it feel to have it back?
Oh, we're excited. The community's been asking for this event to return for several years now. We missed it. It's fun. It's a lot of work, but we're glad to have it back next week.
We have Janelle Weir on with us, usually once a month, once every other month. And Janelle and I talk a lot about the Master Gardeners organization, the club, and this event in particular. She was just on with us a little bit ago. And whether it's on air, off air, she can't hide her excitement. She's so excited about this and so excited for the community and people that enjoy this event so much. It's really gained a lot of popularity in recent years. And to see it back and flourishing and growing so well, and I didn't mean pun intended. Intended with that, but it is blossoming, if you will. Yeah. It's a really fun event. There is six local gardens that you'll be taking that tour towards.
Yes, four of them are in Wisconsin Rapids and two in Port Edwards.
Now, this is something that people can travel to on their own and find their own ways to kind of how they want to take this walk in.
Yes, we'll have signs out on key areas and the streets in the community. We have a website where you can get information about the garden walk as well in the locations.
Yeah. That website, we'll mention it again before we wrap up, woodcountymastergardeners.org, woodcountymastergardeners.org. And again, we'll mention that before we wrap up today again. And other information if you want to find out more, volunteer, some of that we'll talk about. Now, Lily, this event, while the walk itself and these hosts' families and their gardens are beautiful and amazing, there's more going on at this event too.
Oh, yeah. We want to bring customers in and have an enjoyable time. We have a couple artists, one artist, in fact, is going to be doing artwork in the garden on site. And that's at Richard's Garden.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We'll talk more about that in a moment, Richard, but I'm very excited to talk about that.
We also have musicians.
Yeah.
And we have an excellent baker who's going to be selling cookies. And we have other vendors. Cindy Orzel, who has a business in mosaic work and beading, and another one, Laura, who comes to us from Rothschild area, and she does garden art.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Now, one more thing I have to bring up is that we are having a basket raffle and a silent auction with a lot of really cool items, so that's going to be a big draw.
There are a number of things that this community loves, but any event that is starting out or has been going on for a while, I ask, do you have a raffle? This area loves our raffles, and you got to have a raffle at the event. That's great to hear. When it comes to the live music or these baked treats that you mentioned, since this is a mobile event, where will those be located?
The musicians and the baker are at a specific garden in Port Edwards called the Wedding Garden.
Mm.
And the people are going to be dressed in wedding attire. The music is going to sound like something you'd hear at a wedding. So we've got a real theme going there.
That's wonderful and very cool to hear. We're good to know that. Does every spot, all six locations, do they each have a different theme?
I would say so, yes. Mm. A different kind of a flair. And that's what we do when we go out and search homes. We look for uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that has a little bit of whimsy, a gardener who enjoys taking antiques and putting them into her flower beds. We have someone who has complete shade, which makes life challenging for gardeners, but this guy is a rock star and he manages his shade garden very well. We have another one who's just bouncing with color. So they're all very unique.
And as far as the baked treats, is there any variety of that or just your normal and your love? We love baked treats.
Yeah.
And I'm basically just want to talk about baked treats for a second. I'm hungry, apparently.
Our baker specializes in cookies and cupcakes.
Excellent.
But she's going to be offering cookies that are in the shape of bridesmaid gowns, tuxedos, or flowers.
That's smart. So we've got all that going for you, along again with the basket raffles and silent auctions and these wonderful homes that you get, that these great guests, that these hosts have for us and everything. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that, Richard, if you don't mind. First up, how did you find out that your garden was selected, that your house was selected?
Well, I was first asked to be a host on the Garden Walk in 2012, mm-hmm. then again in 2017, and then again this year. Normally, the Master Gardeners would have a five-year interval between asking someone to be a host again, but like Lily said, there was COVID in there, so there was 3 years, no Garden Walk.
Yeah. So when it comes to doing this, what does it mean to you to be able to be a part of this?
Well, I really enjoy gardening. I used to be an engineer, so one of the features of my garden is hardscape, nice. Flagstone, retaining walls. I grew up on a farm. I worked with my father. I enjoy work. I enjoy that because you can see results of it.
Yeah.
Other people enjoy hiking and other things, but and good for them, but mm-hmm. you don't see the results of it. So I really enjoy gardening. I have a plant sale also every year because I enjoy the people that come to it. I get to know some of them. You know, it's just various things. Every garden evolves all the time, and I enjoy watching that.
I feel a real kinship to that, sir. My father was a construction worker my whole life, and me, if I got 5-10 minutes to do, I want to build something. I want to build something, and I just like seeing my time I put into something. I developed it, turned into something like that. That's great to hear. Engineering is such an awesome field too. We might have to have you back to talk about that someday. When it comes to the fun of your garden, to the uniqueness of your garden, what stands out to you about your garden?
Well, the uniqueness of my garden, and every garden is different based on people's preferences and what they have to work with. But my wife and I bought the lot that we have and built on it. In 74, we bought it. 75, we had it built. And we bought it because it had huge white pine and huge red oak on it. So it's shade. And I didn't realize initially that you could grow a lot of things in shade, but there's a number of plants that you can grow in shade. So mainly, I would term my garden is hostas, hardscape, and now I've discovered martagon lilies in the last few years, which are lilies that can thrive in partial shade. So that's the uniqueness, I guess, of it. I have about 250 different varieties of hostas.
Wow. And I'd even learned something right there because I wasn't sure about certain flowers being able to grow in the shade either. That's really interesting. Is your wife a big part of the garden as well?
She helps me clean up in the fall and in the spring, but otherwise, no. The garden is my...
Right up. Okay.
She enjoys it. She likes it, but this isn't her thing.
That's cool. That's great. And good on her for still helping it a little bit of everything. Richard, thank you so much for sharing that with us and being here. What we like to do, too, though, is encourage others to be just like you and take up their garden and make it unique and add some beauty to it and put some energy and time and getting their hands in the dirt a little bit, if I can be just real about it. Get out there and enjoy your gardens. For you, if you were encouraging others to be a part of something like this or to even throw their hat in the ring for the Master Gardeners to be able to maybe choose their garden one day, what would you say to people about your experience with this event?
Well, I
have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I have enjoyed it. I probably enjoy showing it off.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I enjoy the hard work in. It's nice to share it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But I enjoy my garden also. In 2006, I built a 6-foot-high wooden fence all the way around my lot, so I could keep out the deer. I used to be a deer hunter, but now I refer to them as woods rats.
That's good. No.
And so that not only keeps the deer out, but you know, it's a time of, I enjoy people, but I enjoy also times of solitude, and I enjoy, you know, just being out in my garden and enjoying the beauty of God's creation.
Yeah. Well said, sir. Well said. And then again, thank you for the time and thank you for being a host house and being a part of this and everything and sharing some of your garden with us. We appreciate that. We're speaking with Lily and Richard about the 21st Annual Garden Walk that is coming up Saturday, July 20th from 9 to 4. Be a part of this. And Lily, if people do want to be a part of this and get tickets, where can they get them?
Well, we still have tickets available in Wisconsin Rapids at the Angel Floral and Designs. Reeves Greenhouse, which is closed now, is not available, but Urbans is still open, and so is One Rose. In Nakusa, Beaver's Dime Store is offering tickets, and those early tickets are $10, I want you to let you know, $12 the day of the walk, and Foss's Garden Center in Rome. And then finally in Port Edwards at El Cafe, wonderful place to stop.
Yeah, we're big fans of El Cafe around here. They're one of our sponsors of our birthday and anniversary club, and a couple of those places we work with very strongly. All great local businesses, and as we always like to mention, support those that support us. Buy local, support local, everybody. There are a lot of great businesses in our community that put back into our community. We appreciate you supporting them like they support us. I also wanted to mention those sponsors that we have here, because we've got a lot of great sponsors a part of this event.
Yeah, you know, because we had dry times with our garden walk, getting it started, we had no budget. So we went out and looked for some sponsors to help us with promoting the event. Ace Hardware locally was a big part of that. Beaver's Dime Store, El Cafe again. A lot of greenhouses like Foss's, Jung in Stevens Point, the Hosta Stop, Garden Villa, J. Marr, L&J, I mean, Reeves, Urbans, Shallows Nursery in Marshfield, Wiggins. We got Tri-City Golf Course, and we also got the Ridges to sponsor us, and that was great. And Quick Trip has been amazing to help us out.
Again, all great local businesses, all people to put back into this community and encourage you to support them like they support us. And great to hear them being a part of this event. That's wonderful. Thank you for that, Lily. Appreciate it. We did want to mention that this is also a great way to support local artists. As you mentioned, there will be an artist at Richard's Place. That is going to be pretty fun, Richard, it seems like. That's going to be a unique part of the experience over at your spot.
Yes, there's actually going to be two artists there.
Oh, okay.
I've met both of them, of course, and spent some time with both of them. But Sonia is the first name. Sonia Kopa is the name of the one artist, and she has taken, it was her suggestion, she took some of my flagstones and has painted some of my Martagon lilies on them. So I'll have those displayed in front of the stands of Martagon lilies that I have throughout the garden.
Isn't that cool? Because
so
the
cool.
Gardens have already bloomed, or yeah. the flowers yeah. have. So.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then another thing that I did in conjunction with her is I made a hexagon, cast it out of concrete, the same size as were given to me by the master gardener in the two previous garden walks. And so she's going to paint a hosta on that, and also paint on that Garden Walk 2024. So
oh,
I'll
cool.
have three displays on my deck.
Is that cool?
Similar, I mean, with different designs on them.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Shout out to her. You mentioned there's two artists. Is there another?
Carol Henke.
Okay.
Used to be.
School teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've met Carol. Yeah, Carol's
art
great.
Art teacher at the local high school.
Yeah, Carol's great.
And she'll be on display during the garden walk.
She's going to be painting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Site.
Very cool. And again, as important as I think it is to support these sponsors and these people to put into this, our artists as well, and our supporting the arts in this area is very important in Central Wisconsin. And there's another opportunity to be able to do that. While also getting outside, enjoying yourself, taking in some of these host families' great gardens. We do want you to keep that in mind, that we are guests when we're coming past these places and everything, and be respectful and enjoy yourself and be respectful and have a good time with it. And when it comes to ticket sales again, you said that there are still tickets available. It sounded like we're getting a little low on those, Lily. Are we? Or
We're going to have enough for everybody.
Okay, good, good. Yeah. We just want to make sure that we encourage people to get those tickets sooner than later.
Sure.
You don't want to wait and see. You know, just make sure to get them and get it out of the way and have that taken care of. Appreciate the time from you all so much. Thank you very much. I did want to take a moment a little bit to just talk about the Wood County Master Garden. Gardeners Association. This is an association that's an energetic group of gardeners who are dedicated to their communities and excited to gain and share knowledge with the public. I know that that is something Janelle talks a lot about. This is a wonderful event. We want you to take it in, but if you have questions, please feel free to ask and find out more about how your garden can look as beautiful as theirs.
We will have a master gardener throughout the day in each of the gardens on the walk, and they're there to answer any questions you have. We also have information on how to become a master gardener available at each of the gardens, because we really need to bump up our numbers. Mm-hmm. Pre-COVID, we were about 130-some members, and then I think that COVID changed our lives in a lot of ways, and for us, we lost membership, but we are a fun group. We work on a lot of projects throughout Wood County.
Yeah.
And volunteer hours. One of my projects is the museum, and the museum gardens are beautiful right now. We help out at Edgewater Haven. There are projects down in Rome and also in Marshfield. So it's a big area. Volunteers are scattered, and we do what we can, but we could use your help.
Yeah, and it's part of the, well, we want to certainly promote the Garden Walk. We want to promote the Master Gardeners as well, and maybe get the bump those numbers up a little bit. The Master Gardeners host fundraisers, as Lily was mentioning there. They finance projects. They put into this community like Lily was mentioning there, but the group meets monthly on the fourth Tuesday of the month, and meetings are open to the public and include an educational session along with business meetings. Something to keep in mind as well. You don't necessarily have to be a, quote, master gardener to be a part of the program.
No.
You can become one by being a master gardener.
Yes.
So that's something I think good to keep in mind out there for those. Like, I know my mother has been interested in this, but she fears that she doesn't have a green enough thumb. And I'm like, Mom, that's not what it's about. And I've explained it to her. So I think you might be having at least one other member coming your way pretty soon. For more information on the Wood County Master Gardeners Association, that can be found at woodcountymastergardeners.org. That's woodcountymastergardeners.org. Encourage you to reach out and find out more that way. And Lily, if we did want, if there is people out there listening that would like to volunteer, that would like to help out in any way they can, how can they reach you guys? Is that the best way to reach you, through the website?
Yeah, the website would be a great idea. Otherwise, personal contact. You know, if you see any of us on the day of the walk next week, let us know what your interests are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. Lily, did we cover everything? I think we covered everything pretty good there.
Yeah, I forgot to mention a couple of our sponsors.
Ooh, okay, please.
Like Wiggins and Wolosik Landscaping. They were awesome to help us out, too. In fact, we have some donations from some of these sponsors that are going to be raffle or items you can bid on at Garden One. So please come and hit all the gardens. They're all very unique. It's going to be an enjoyable day.
It's going to be a great time. And you guys are going to have great weather for it. And we're going to have a great crowd. The 21st Annual Garden Walk comes up Saturday, July 20th, 9 to 4. Get your tickets. There are still tickets available over in Wrap in Angels Floral and Design, Rhea's Greenhouse, Urban's Greenhouse, One Rose Greenhouse, in Nakusa Beaver's Dime Store, Foss's in Rome, El Cafe in Port Edwards, Shallow's in Nursery and Marshfield, and JMR in Plover. And of course, find out more information and become a wood, and maybe become a Wood County Master Gardener at woodcountymastergardeners.org, woodcountymastergardeners.org. And also find out more about the Wisconsin Rapids area with our great friends at Visit Wisconsin Rapids at visitwisrapids.com, visitwisrapids.com. Thank you both again for the time. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And I want to say a big appreciation to our head scheduler here, and Pam Hilke, the heart of WFHR, doing a great job week in and week out scheduling this program for us. We will have more Midday Magazine for you next week right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark,
and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time as we're live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee along with Trigvi Olson. You don't want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
On good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue in democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief and investigation.